From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. leaders respond to a shooting involving politicians. President Donald Trump announced that the gunman suspected of shooting Republican Congressman Stephen Scalise and several other federal representatives Wednesday outside Washington has died from injuries sustained in a shootout with law enforcement officers. The president confirmed that the 51-year-old lawmaker is in stable condition at a Washington hospital after being shot in the hip. He and other politicians called for unity following the shooting.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country. We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified.
Scalise is the third-ranking Republican in the United States Congress. He and several other lawmakers were practicing for an annual congressional baseball game when a man opened fire on the field. The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders says the man authorities have identified apparently volunteered for his presidential campaign.
I am sickened by this despicable act, and let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms.